There's no place like space. I'm the Cat in the Hat, and we're off to have fun. We'll visit the planets, the stars, and the sun. There is no place like space. I'll prove it to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do. Jump in. Here we go. We will fly up so high we can dance on the moon and play games in the sky. We will swing past the stars, and in case you have missed them, you'll soon see the planets in our solar system. There are 8 of these planets that circle the sun, and soon you'll be able to name every one. Mercury is close to the sun's burning light. It's hot in the daytime, but freezing at night. On Venus, the weather is always the same. Hot, dry, and windy, with no chance of rain. Today's weather on Venus. Really, really hot. Nearly 900 degrees Fahrenheit, windy and dry. Can you guess the next planet? Well, here's a clue. It's my home and home to Ding 1 and 2. You have been living on it each day since your birth. It is dirt from the sun. It is our planet, Earth. It spins all the time, round and round like a top. It turns once every day, and it will never stop. Home sweet home. This question had Ding 1 and Ding 2 in a tizzy. If the Earth's always spinning, why don't we feel dizzy? We don't feel the Earth as it spins on its way, 'cause we're spinning right with it right now every day. Next, here's is Mars. It's the color of rust. We sneeze here because it is covered with dust. Travel to Jupiter and you will find it is bigger than all other planets combined. Saturn has rings. It's so light, who would think? It could flow in an ocean and not even sink. A planet can have satellites that surround it. Uranus has lots of these objects around it. There are colors in space. I will show some to you. Neptune, planet 8, is a beautiful blue. We have seen all the planets. Now here is a trick to remember their names and remember them quick. Mallory, Valerie, Emily, Nichols just saved up 999 nickels. The first letter of each of these words is the same as the first letter in each of the planets you name. Now here is a game you can play in the skies. Connect all the stars you can see with your eyes. It's star dot to dot. Use your imaginations and you'll see big pictures we call constellations. A dog, the great bear, and Neo the lion, Taurus the bull, and a hunter, Orion. A star in the sky may look small like a dot, but it's really a big glowing ball and it's hot. And there's one star by far that's our favorite one. We can't live without it. The star called the Sun. From the Earth, it looks big. There is one reason why. It's closest to Earth of the stars in the sky. But be careful and never look red at the sun. Your eyes look would get hurt, and that would not be fun.
How big is the sun? We just heard right this minute. A million of our Earths could all fit right in it.
Oh, look at the time. We must go very soon, but first we must take a quick look at the moon. The moon does not shine in the sky at the night, but like a big mirror, reflects the sun's light. Astronauts flew to the moon to explore a place no one had ever been to before. They walked on the moon and then drove all over in a special moon car called a lunar rover. An astronomer studies what's up in the sky. Then what two wants to be one. In fact, so do I. The universe is a mysterious place. We are only just learning what happens in space. So I brought you a present to look in the sky. Just put this telescope up to your eye. Oh dear, I must go fly back up to the stars and take things 1 and 2 out to dinner on Mars. But there's lots to discover, and it might be you who looks up in the sky and finds something that's new. The end.